Hi, this is Heather Markell, the Bullbuster, and founder of the Bullbuster Cafe, where we bust through our bull by grabbing the truth by the horns and empowering our lives. And the Bullbuster Boardroom, where we take the bull out of our business and boost our bottom line. Welcome to another episode of The Lies I Tell Myself to Keep on Living the Wrong Life. If you haven't heard it before, then welcome. And you should know that the title of each of these blogs is a lie. It is a lie that we typically, either consciously or subconsciously, use to disempower ourselves in our lives so that we can feel good about living a life that's the wrong one instead of the one that we want to be living. I'm not quite sure why we do that, but I'm hoping that by listening to this blog series or watching the videos, as the case may be, week to week, that you may find yourself in some of them and be able to bust through the bull in your life. So today's lie of the day is rejection sucks. You know what I'm talking about. You know, those things like you were trying really hard in interviewing for this fantastic job and you thought you had nailed the interview and then you don't get the job. Or that guy or girl that you had the fantastic date with and you were sure that it was reciprocated, never calls. Or that client that you've spent hours of your time wooing and going bending over backwards for doesn't hire you. Feel free to add on to the rejection list. I'm sure we all have plenty of things. Now, I will agree with you that rejection may hurt. Yes, because it doesn't feel good when you're disappointed. And then what you end up doing is you feel encouraged to beat yourself up and hold yourself responsible for failing somehow and causing this situation to not work out. But the way I see it, rejection can be fantastic. Yes, I meant that, fantastic. Okay, I guess negative Nancy is tapping me on the shoulder and wants to step in and say a word. Go ahead, Nancy. Oi, are you on drugs? Rejection is not fantastic. Every time my boyfriend and I go out for bangers and mash and I try to snog him, he's always telling me that my breath stinks and he won't come near me, even after I brush my teeth. And then, you know, there's this girl at work that is so popular, and I really, really want to be friends with her and have her like me, right? So I'm always going out of my way to impress her. I get her coffee, I do her work for her, and, you know, when she shags off work for like hours on end, every afternoon almost, you know, I always cover for her. And she still doesn't like me. But you know what? I've got it all worked out, right? Next week, I'm going to do her laundry, and I know she's going to love me after that. Oh, boy, you can see how negative Nancy is intent on going out of her way to get this colleague to like her, right? Well, all this work that she's doing sounds pretty exhausting to me. If only she could see how fantastic it is that she's being rejected, she would then realize that she could stop trying to impress this girl. When you get rejected, see, the gift of it is that you can stop wasting your time impressing an employer or an employee and go focus on the people, the places, and the things that just love you and love your energy and want to be around you. So your call to action for today is to shift your rejection thinking so that you can see the gift in the process. So what are some examples? Well, let's say you didn't get that job that you really, really wanted. Maybe you're meant for one better, and now you can go take that energy and apply it to interviewing and getting that other job. The client didn't hire you? Well, maybe you would have been exhausted working for them anyway, and it's a godsend that they didn't hire you, because now you can take your energy and welcome that even bigger client that might be just around the corner. The main point is take your energy and focus it in a different direction. And that concludes today's lie of the day. You can learn more about the Bullbuster Cafe, the Bullbuster Boardroom, and strategies to kick the bull in your life at www.bustyourbull.com. Until next time, this is Heather Markell. Bye-bye.